Mount St. Helens blow up. I saw it happen a year before. It's going to blow again. And people have said, wrote, I told Norrie or something. See, he predicted it. That's not the one I predicted. It'll go out the side towards Portland. Blow away Cougar instantly. Shift the winds down the coastline of Washington towards Seattle and then shift east again. It's going to be a doozy. And one of several. But
does that include Mount Si?
Yeah.
Near North Bend, Washington?
Oh, that crazy Mount Si. Every time I drive by it now, it just won't shut up. Come. And I got this dang toe cut off it, and it's constant pain, sleeping or walking when I can. And it wants me to climb up, a young buck would have a heck of a time climbing up, let alone a 63-year-old geezer with a toe off. You know?
Well, because I got an email from Jim who says that, obviously, Mount Si, very near Seattle. Many people hike this up on weekends.
Oh, it's a beautiful paramountain, is what it is.
Right, and yet you anticipate an eruption there?
Well, it told me, the mountain itself. And it showed me, originally the mountain was beautiful. It's not a huge mountain, but there's Little Si and Big Si setting side by side. Well, Little Si was Big Si at one time. Then it blew its top and landed square down, bottom down, right on top of an Indian tribe, killing them all instantly. And you have a protector, that occasionally hikers do see this one. And he's the chief of that tribe that's buried below the base of Little Mount Si. And I saw Mount Si is going to erupt, but it's an odd eruption. And the side that is towards Seattle, there's a cliff side, a little split in this cliff side. Now, this is Big Si. And first off, I saw Little Si blow up again by itself and go over Big Si and come flat down on the other side. And then I saw this oozing of lava through this split in the cliff that you can see as you're driving eastwards out of Seattle. And, well, anyway, I don't want to be around there, and I'm only 60 miles from it, roughly. And Mount Rainier, less than a fourth of the top, will go straight up in the air, turn upside down, come straight down like an arrow, filling the hole that it had just made when it left, creating air pressure that pops up 1 inch to 6 foot wide hole of air all through Kittitas Valley, here where I live. We are already, Kittitas Valley is built on the lava flow of and lava stones of Mount Rainier. And, it just blows up. Sometimes during or just prior to elk season, it could be this year.
And
it shouldn't be beyond next year. I said shouldn't. I didn't say wouldn't. But that's going to happen. The whole string of mountains are going to go. St. Helens, you know, when it originally went, and by the way, I was living right there. I was in, there was a red zone, nobody allowed, most were dead. And the blue zone, we were in the blue zone. And nobody allowed in except those that lived there, and you were all ready to get out all the time. But the Indian prophecy said that this was going to take place, and then when that took place, the brothers were going to fight over the sister, St. Helens, the other mountains, Baker and Rainier and so forth. And so they literally moved out of Calhoun County, heading towards Spokane generally, and they have never come back.